Welcome inside today's pregame interview as the Fond du Lac Duck Spiders get set to take on the Madison Mallards at Hare Baker Field at 6:35. I'm Javik Blake, joined by yesterday's star of the game, Christian Rubik. Christian, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. It's good to be here.
One heck of an ending yesterday. Five up, five down, all on strikeouts. Was there a point where you knew that anyone coming to the plate was going down swinging?
No, I wouldn't say like it was guaranteed that I was striking them out, but I was really confident up there, and I was just trying to do my best to get outs and throw strikes and give my team the best chance to win. One-run game, and just trying to keep the guys off base and trying to catch the win.
What's the adrenaline like coming into a ball game where you're up two, bases loaded, one out in the eighth inning, and you're the guy the rest of the way?
It's definitely a fun situation to be in. It's more of like a... It's an intense situation. It's a fun situation to be in, especially coming from a guy that has moved colleges, struggled a little bit in college. It's fun to get back out there and compete at that level in a tight situation and get it done, for sure.
How do you stay calm in those big situations?
Just doing it for so long, man. I just feel like I've played baseball so long, and the older I get, the more I realize it's just a game, and it's supposed to be fun, so it's... Shouldn't be no pressure, should just be fun.
You mentioned that you're a guy who struggled a bit at the college ranks, but your last two outings have been terrific. Of your last 11 outs, 10 of them have come by strikeout, which is just an unbelievable number. How good does it feel that you're starting to see some success and really starting to put some good numbers together here in the Northwoods League?
It's kind of surreal for me, man. It feels really good to finally get back to throwing strikes and kind of getting consistent and, honestly, man, just being a guy for a team, like, I feel like I've been in the kind of the back end of the team for a while, and to come here and play summer ball and be a guy for this team, it feels really good to help these guys win, and we all leave with a smile on our face, so it's fun.
Does it help you be better as a pitcher when you know you're one of the guys at the top of the back end of that bullpen?
Yeah, of course. It feels really good when your team has confidence in you and your coach has confidence in you. It makes you want to go out there and succeed even more.
How have you enjoyed the last couple weeks at Fond du Lac?
It's been a blast. I've loved the guys here. I've loved the coaches here. It's just, like, I've always loved summer ball. It's just a fun environment, and just come here and have fun and play ball with your friends.
And you've played a couple of different summer ball leagues around the country. How does the Northwoods League compare? Because most leagues you aren't playing day in, day out. This is the middle of a 28-game and 27-day stretch. What's it like?
It's definitely a grind, that's for sure. It's definitely a grind. Last summer I was out in the Cape and we got off day every Monday, so it's kind of like a minor league system, but out here you play every single day and you're out here on the field every single day with your friends, so it's obviously a grind, but it's also fun because you get to make a lot of memories with these guys and you get to see a lot of baseball, a lot of good baseball, and you get to see your friends succeed and go out there and have fun.
When you talk about seeing your friends succeed, this seems like a really close clubhouse. How close and tight-knit is this group of guys for the Duck Spiders?
I think we're a really, really tight group of guys, especially for only being together for, what is it, 2 or 3 weeks now? Yeah. I think we're a really well-bound group, well-bound guys that all like each other and respect each other, and we just have a lot of fun together playing games.
You spent the entirety of your college career pitching in the Big 12. The Big 12 is obviously in the national stage right now with Texas and Oklahoma both making it to the College World Series. You used to play for Oklahoma. But what's it like pitching in the Big 12? That is such a terrific college conference.
It's definitely a competitive, man. It's competitive as it gets. There's a lot of big-name guys. There's first-round guys in there that you're pitching against every day, day in and day out. So you just got to have to take it day by day and stay locked in every day, because you never know when your chance is going to come in college, especially in the Big 12. You just never know when your name's going to get called. So I think it's really fun pitching in the Big 12, and it's really competitive, that's for sure.
Obviously, the biggest name in the Big 12 is Ivan Melendez, who has hit 30-plus home runs this year. You guys played Texas this year. Mm-hmm. How incredible is it to see Ivan Melendez in person swinging a bat?
Unfortunately, we played him. We played them in Manhattan in a series. We beat them in the series, but unfortunately, we didn't get to see much of Melendez. He got hurt game one sliding into home. So it was kind of good for us, but kind of bad for him. But he got back up the next weekend and did what he's used to doing, hitting home runs and hitting for average. So kudos to him for having such a great year, and he's going to go a long way in the game.
That has to make you feel so much better. Obviously, it's not great that Melendez got hurt, but when you look up and you know you're pitching that day and Ivan Melendez isn't in the order, you're almost exactly. Like, it's a little bit easier.
No, yeah, exactly. It's when the name's like that is not in the lineup, it's definitely a sigh of relief, because those guys are guys you have don't let beat you on the lineup. So written on the lineup, and when those guys are in the lineup, you don't have to worry about them. So it was definitely nice not having him in the lineup, but obviously for him, it wasn't his best things getting hurt, but for us it was what we needed to win. So
Oklahoma's in Omaha right now, and you were a guy who played 2 years at Oklahoma. You have a lot of guys still on that Sooner team. How surreal is it to see your friends play on national television in Omaha?
I talk to them every day. I talk to my guys that were there that I know that are my best friends. I'm going to talk to those guys for the rest of my life. They're going to be at my wedding. And I tell them every day, man, I'm just so happy and proud of them for making it that far and doing what they're doing. And it's awesome to watch those guys having fun and succeeding on TV and just getting the publicity that they're getting because those guys deserve it. And I wish nothing but those guys the best of luck and hope they win it, honestly.
So I think we now have a big understanding that you're bleeding sooner red the rest of the way.
Yeah, I am. I'm rooting for my guys, my teammates to win it because I think it'd be really sweet for them to win and get that experience and just see them do that.
Well, Christian, it's been a lot of fun watching you pitch the last couple weeks. Best luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. The Knox Spiders take on the Mallards at 6:35 on ESPN+.